Number five may say the Gemara asks a question. Halleluhu kol koich ve'er. It says in the pasuk, praise him, all stars of Eir. Alma, so we see Eir ur tahu. Eir means night time, so it's a question on Rav Huna, who says that Eir means day. And for the Gemara, Hachi ka'amar, this is what the pasuk is saying. Halleluhu kol koichavim hamayirim. Praise him, all stars that shine. Frek the Gemara elamayata, but now that you gave this answer, I have a question that I would not have had before. Koichavim hamayirim hudabai shvuchi. Stars which shine and produce light, they have to praise. She'ena meirin loibai shvuchi. And if they don't produce light, they don't have to praise the Eibishter. V'haksiv, but it's written, Halleluhu kol tzavav. Praise him, all of the hosts. The hosts refers to all the stars and the planets. They all have to praise the Eibishter. So how can he say it means only the stars that shine? Eloha kamash malon, the Gemara answers that we are explaining the pasuk differently. The earth, it comes to teach us the Ur de Koichavim Nami Urhu, that the light of stars is also called Ur. So it means Kol Koich Ve'er, stars which are shining, which that shining is called Ur. Frek de Gemara Lamai Nafkamina, what is the practical difference if that is considered Ur or not? And for the Gemara Lenoidim in Ur, if one makes a neder that he will not have benefit from Ur, the Tnan. The Tanya, as we supposed to be the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Hanoidim min ha'er, one who makes a neder that he will not have benefit from Eir, Asur ba'iran shol koichavim, he's also not allowed to have benefit from the light which comes from stars.